Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Erev and Daf Yud Talad. We are starting right at the top at the beginning of the brand new Perek and Vilna source daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Eisen Pasan LeBirois. This literally means we can make boards for wells. This is referring to a well which is in Rosh Hashanah. We know that a well itself is Rosh Hashanah Yachid because 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, which means that a person is not allowed to draw water from it because he's taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah. However, as we're seeing in the Gemara, because of the Oiler Golem, everyone who's going up to Yerushalayim for the regal for Yom Tif, there were so many people and there was a necessity for more wells and more availability for water, the Chum devised this concept called Pasan LeBirois, that even though we don't have a full-fledged 4 mechitzas or even 3 mechitzas around the well, there still is a way to create a structure that makes the area around the well, or Shasa Yachid, so water could be drawn from it in order to be able to give to their animals in that immediate vicinity. So how are these boards made for the wells, these Pasan LeBirois? Arba Diyumdin Nirin Kishmani Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's 4 diyumdin that looks like 8. The word diyumid is a conjugation of du amud, which means two standing or two walls. Basically, that means that we have two boards meeting up at a 90-degree angle, and those are fixed at 4 points, all facing each other, basically creating 4 corners. If you're using Eis V'Hadar and you have Parashat of Chaim Kanievsky or the Art Scroll, you'll see we have a picture over here where we have 4 corners at 90-degree angles, and then a circle that's the well in the middle. That's efficient enough to create 4 mechitzos, and the whole area is considered closed off, and it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Now, Meir says, Shmaina Nirin Kishne Masar, that's actually 8, which looks like 12, and that means Arba Diyumdin Varba Pshutin, that's 4 Diyumdin, these 4 corners just like Rabbi Yehuda, but also 4 Pshutin, 4 plain old regular boards in that gap, meaning in the space that's in between the Diyumdin. Now, continuing to describe this, Gaivan Asar Tfachin, these Diyumdin have to be 10 Tfachim high, V'Roichman Shisha, they have to be 6 Tfachim wide, V'Ivian Kalshahu, and the thickness only has to be a little bit, and Ube Nehen, how much space is in between the Diyumdin, Kimloi Shtei Revaka, Rameyer says the amount of space is like 2 teams of 3 oxen each, which is basically 6 oxen, and that's a total of 10 amos, which is a chumra that we see in Rav Meir, that he holds that not only is the space between the 2 diyumdin allowed to be maximum 10 amos, but we also have to have a pashut. We have to have this plain flat board in the middle, minimizing it to less than 10 amos, which Rabbi Yehuda says, shall arba, it's allowed to be enough space that 2 teams of 4 oxen each can pass through, which is actually 13 and a little bit amos. Now, another description about these teams of oxen, kshurois v'loy mutarois, it's amount of space that they take up when they're tied together, not when they're untied, because when they're untied, they take up even more space. However, the achas nechneses v'achas yotzo, the way we chashbin the space is with 1 team of oxen going in and the other team going out, that actually creates more space than if we're going to chashbin with both teams going in or both teams going out. So now the Gemara describes, oisin pasan l'bereis v'chulu, what's the chiddush over here? L'fisha parts rabba l'oimed, who oisin diyumdin, since over here we have more open space than actual walled in area, that's why he has to make these diyumdin, these 90 degree angle boards on the corners. Avloy pshutin, but he doesn't have to put flat boards in order to close up the gap even more. Because this also proves that we're dealing with a unique situation, this halacha, this din of the be'er, these pasan l'birois, as we had said, this whole thing is a chiddush that was created because of the oiler golem, because we have so many people coming up and they need to be able to give their animals to drink and there's no private wells available for them. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we only have to have these pasan and we don't need to have these pshutin like Rav Meir says. Rav Zair says, Rav Rav Lazar, he giyucha, you've come to the situation, meaning once we have this din in the Mishnah about pasei birois, that the whole area within them is considered shusha yachid, soift chume Shabbos ad eichon hein, this is even considered regular din in regards to regular Shabbos, she'im asa kein b'makam echad, that if a person made this in a place and it wasn't surrounding a well, he just set up 4 corners, 4 diyum din, the whole area contained within them is considered shusha yachid. Again, even though there isn't a well there, to the extent that v'chazer v'zarak merishus harabim l'saicha, that's the proper girsa, if a person takes something and throws it from the shus harabim into this area that's contained by these 4 diyumdin, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv because he just threw from the shus harabim to the shus yachid. Continue to discuss this, Amar Rabbi Yosef says, l'fisha b'chol makom amid rabba al-parots, since in regards to regular mechitzas for Shabbos, we always say, as we've learned before, we have to have more walled area than open area, but v'kan over here in our Mishnah, hekel sa olav shei parots rabba al-amid, we're making that there can be more open area than walled in an area. Hechmarta al b'davar acher, we're machmer with something else. Shebachol makom oisa pas shel arba tfachim. Then, in regards to other mechitzos, as we've discussed previously, we've always said that a board the size of 4 tfachim is sufficient because 4 tfachim is considered makom chashuv. But v'kan over here, oisa pas shel shisha tfachim, we said that the yumdin have to be made up of boards of 6 tfachim, and that's a chumer that we find over here as opposed to other standard mechitzos. Now, continuing to discuss this, Rav Yirmiyah says b'shem Rav, loy hitir pasi b'rois el oil regalim bavad. These pas Maase Berais are only mutter for the Eidei Regalim themselves. Rav Yimri, quoting Rav, is the most machmir of the three shitas we're going to see, that only those who are being Eidei Regel with their animals, meaning the people that are coming from outside Yerushalayim for Yom Tif, they're allowed to use Maase Berais to give their animals to drink, but nobody else is. However, Rav Avin Amar, he tells us, no, Bishas Eidei Regalim, it's mutter for anyone to use during a time of everyone being Eidei Regel, because there's so many people and so many animals, and they have to be able to water their animals, even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so therefore these Maase Berais are okay throughout the whole time of the Regel, even for people who are not actually Eidei Regalim. On to our third Shita, Yudal Rambam is on top. Rav Yirmiyah says, Rav Shimon, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Mipnei Eidei Regalim. This whole concept of Maase Berais was created because of the Eidei Regalim, but even when there's no Eidei Regalim, we are still able to apply it and create the structure around a well, making the whole area a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, enabling one to take a drink or give water to their animal, again, even though this is not during the Regel. And Omar of Ezra, Kumir of Mano, Masisa Omar Kane, the following Mishnah tells us this, Oisin Pasin Libirais Bizman Azeh, we can make Pasin Birois even nowadays, when we don't have Beis HaMikdash and there's no Eile Regel. Where do we see this? Vatanina, because Mishnah says, Memalan Mibar HaGayla Begalgal B'Shabes, Mibar HaGadol V'Chulu, one's allowed to fill up from a Bar HaGayla, this is a bar, a well, inside the Beis HaMikdash, and Gagal means a rope pulley system, and one's allowed to use this on Shabbos, is only allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, not elsewhere, because it's so easy to draw water from this well. It's just a simple pulley system with a bucket and rope that we're afraid someone's going to end up drawing water to water their fields, and therefore it's only mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the question is asked, B'nei Mama Malin Miber HaKar B'Galgal B'Yom Tif, why is one allowed to fill up from Be'er HaKar with this Galgal system, this pulley, on Yom Tif? This is another heter that was given. The reason why we're calling this Be'er HaKar is because this Be'er, this well that we're referring to, is a Makar. It has its own source of water. It's basically a spring. It's not that it's filled up with rainwater. And why is that permitted on Yom Tif? When the Yidden came from Galus back into Eretz Yisrael, and they encamped by this well, and Avim that were among them, referring to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, they made it tonight that they're allowed to fill up from this Be'er on Yom Tif. They didn't allow all Be'eres Hakar, meaning all Be'eres that have their own source of water. It was only that Be'er that they allowed, and that's because they didn't have sufficient water back then, so they allowed it. And what do we see from here? Just like you say over there, Masha Hutter Hutter, that whatever they permitted, they permitted. And even later on, when they ended up having sufficient water, it was still permitted to draw water from this particular well in the original manner. Because so to over here, Masha Hutter Hutter, whatever was permitted, and even though originally this whole concept of Pasi Beirois was created for the Eile Regalim, later on it's still permitted, even when there isn't any other Regalim. And we see this as well with two stories, Rav Dima de Chaifa, Harya b'Chaifa, Rav Dima in Chaifa, he permitted this in Chaifa, even though there was no Eile Regalim, it was after destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and Rav Yirmiyah Harya b'Chalaf, Rav Yirmiyah Paskin in Chalaf as well, but Pasi Beirois, b'zman hazeh, the Pasi Beirois are permitted nowadays. And now we're going to compare and contrast the Shitas of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda had said that all we have to have is four diyumdin, and that's it, whereas Rav Meir said we need to have four diyumdin and also eight pshutim, flat boards that even further close the gap in between the diyumdin. We had also said the Rav Meir allows a gap of 10 amos, and Rav Yehuda allows a gap of 13 plus amos. So I think Amar suggests, Havin Bain Meimar, they wanted to say, Rav Meir Yad L'Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Lo Yad L'Rav Meir. The Rav Meir agrees to Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda does not agree to Rav Meir. Rav Meir agrees to Rav Yehuda that according to Rav Yehuda, if there's too much space, if there's too much of a gap in between the diyumdin, all we would do is just extend one of the diyumdin, extend one of these corners. So Rav Meir would agree to that as well, that we could extend the corner, because Rav Meir holds that we can close up the gap with a flat board placed in the middle, so of course we could close up too wide of a gap by simply extending one of the diyumdin. But Rav Yehuda would not agree to Rav Meir that we could take a pashut, a flat board, and put it in the middle to close it up, because he never says that in the Mishnah, so there's no indication that he would agree to Rav Meir. However, ask the Gemara, Rav Meir Yodel Rav Yehuda, you think Rav Meir really would agree to Rav Yehuda? Rav Meir Isle Diyumdin Pshutin Va'atam Rahachin, Rav Meir holds that we have to have Diyumdin and Pshutin, and you're saying this? And how do we know that Rav Meir holds that you have to have Pshutin, and there's actually no option of just extending the Diyumdin if we have too much of a gap? That's because Mitak Sha'at Oysa Diyumdin, if we just had Diyumdin, we just had these four corner boards, Avoloi Pshutin, but no flat boards in the middle closing up the gap, then Afhu Savar Loimar Sher Mechitzas Shabbos Kahu, a person is going to think to say, oh, this is regular and normal for regular Mechitzas of Shabbos, and it's not a special heter of Pasi Birois, Vuhu Ha'ilich Va'isakin Makamachar Mischayiv, and he's going to end up doing this in a different place when it's not enclosing a well area, and he's going to think that it's a proper Mechitzas for Shabbos, and he's going to end up being Chayiv for carrying here. And therefore, our original understanding of Meir is actually incorrect, and Rav Meir would not allow simply extending the Diyumid, the corner, in order to close up the gap, and he actually requires placing a real pashut, a real flat board in the middle to close up that gap.
happened.
And Racha says, Rishon Ruchin, no further clarifying, Loi Dein Moedi L'Dein, V'Loi Dein Moedi L'Dein, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir doesn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda. And on Rav Mana weighs in over here, Afagav D'Loim Rabbi Yaisa Rabbi Hadam Ilsa, even though Rabbi Yaisa my Rabbi, that's a proper girsa, he didn't say this explicitly. Amr the Chavasa, he said something similar in Shitas Rav Meir. What did Rabbi Yaisa say? The following, Rav Bun V'Rabbanon, Bain Kumi Rab Ze'era, the Rav Bun and the Rabbanon, that's a proper girsa, they asked in front of Rab Ze'era, and pay attention to the girsa change, Kam Yehei to Yumid Rachag, V'Lo Yehei Pashat. How far away does the Pashat, does the flat board, need to be placed away from the edge of the Diyumid in order for it to be considered separate and not just look like an extension of the Diyumid? Amr Leisa, we answered him, Pachas Mishloisha Kasasum. For sure, if the Pashat is within three Tfachim of the Diyumid, it's like it's closed up, because we know that Lavid closes gaps, and it's for sure not valid. Yaiser Mishisha, Hoflig. For sure, if it's six Tfachim away from the Diyumid, then it's definitely considered separate from it, and there's no way to consider them connected. Tasav Amalf on top, Elokeinan Kaimen. So what's the question? Mishloisha Vaad Shisha, that's proper Girsa. If the Pashat, the flat board, is anywhere between three Tfachim and six Tfachim from the Diyumid, it's in this situation that we're not so sure if the Pashat is considered connected to the Diyumid or not. On one hand, it's more than three Tfachim away, so we can't say Lavud. On the other hand, since we had said before that we must be using boards of six Tfachim, so perhaps the main number that we're working with over here is six Tfachim, and therefore if the Pashat is within six Tfachim of the Diyumid, maybe it's still considered connected to it. Now, what do we learn from this whole discussion? In Tamer Rav Meir Yodel Rav Yehuda, if you want to say Rav Meir agrees to Rav Yehuda, that we could simply extend the Diyumid if we need to close up the gap, V'yasek Diyumid Aruch V'lo Yitzarech Pashat. So then what are we having this whole discussion for? Let's just make one long Diyumid, and we don't need a Pashat to seal up the gap. And therefore, since we're having this whole discussion about where the Pashat has to be placed in order to make sure that it's not considered connected in an extension of the Diyumid, it must be the Rav Meir Dafka requires the Pashat and does not allow simply extending the Diyumid. Now we have another Shita, Amar Vavar Mamel, he tells us, Loi Nisr Chamer L'Pshutim El B'Shitas Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir only requires Pshutim in Shitas Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir holds that the gap is only allowed to be 10 Amos wide. He actually doesn't require Pshutim for his own Shita. It's just that according to Rav Yehuda, whom we had said in the Mishnah, allows a gap of 13 plus Amos in between the Diyumdin. He's basically telling Rav Yehuda, look, according to you, there has to be something to close up that gap, therefore put a Pashat over there. However, Amar Rav Yehuda tells us that no, Vafil M'Shita say, it's even if he Shitas Rav Meir himself that he requires these flat boards. Mikal Makaim Eino Oimed Rabba Laparot. Nonetheless, even according to Rav Meir, the standing wall over here is not more than the open space. And Mikivan She'ein Ha'oimed Rabba Laparot, that's a proper girsa, since, as we just said, the standing wall over here is not more than the open space, Sarch Pashut. Even according to Rav Meir, we have to have a Pashut, and we need to close up those gaps a little bit by putting a Pashut, a flat board, over there. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.